Welcome to the Ambitious Tribe podcast with your chief encourager, Cassie Pajarillo. It's time to drive ambition and build a better business with a plan that's clear, transformative, progressive, and profitable. Now for your host, Cassie Pajarillo.
There, ambitious, how are you doing? Okay, so in today's episode, it's all about onboarding your vision, dreams, and everything that entails your goals and desires. Now, no matter what the date it is today, it's never too late nor too early to have a vision board and to actually sit down to think about what is it that you envision to happen in your life. Okay, it's all about designing your life and making it happen, right? Yes, that's the ultimate goal. So, if you're one of those who don't believe in resolutions anymore, or whether you still do, well, then this episode is still for you. Let me walk you through why vision boards work, why you need a vision board, and how you can use this to drive you further and faster in pursuit of accomplishing your dreams. Sounds good? Okay, hang in there. Let's talk about that. Now, we all know that your five senses play a huge role in decision making. This is why, you know, during the entire exercise on creating your vision board is so powerful, like massive powerful. It activates and enables everything from your sight, your smell, feelings, taste, and auditory capabilities. Okay, it's your five senses. I'd like to invite you to choose a spot, okay, right now, right? Maybe right after you listen to this podcast, or maybe you wanna, you know, hold the pause button and continue listening to this when you find that spot. I want you to find that spot, okay, wherever you may be right now, right, where you can actually have a space to imagine and paint that picture of your dreams and goals. If you need to light up a candle to give you another boost of energy, go for that. If you wanted to also have maybe adjust the lights, maybe just to set the mood, go and do so. Or if you need some tunes, go and have that. All right, because here's the thing, okay, our human experience is visual and sensory in nature, okay? And you may have heard this phrase before, that a picture's worth a thousand words. What more if you've got it all imagined on video, or it's crisp and clear like a Pixar storyboard, right? And when you actually have it all put together, clear and crisp, like as if you are in this dimension of the new reality, which is the reality that you wanted to be in, right? The reality that you want to breathe in, okay? So here's the thing, okay? Setting your goals are great. It gives you a direction where to go, but, all right, listen carefully to this, right? It's the process of understanding and taking a vision on how you'll take action is what makes the entire vision dream boarding empowering and powerful. Okay, so here's the thing. Choose your method, whether it's having an A4 paper with magazine cutouts, printed words, writing or drawing, calligraphy, whatever it is that you wanted to do, maybe cut some stationaries, have some kid stickers, whatever is going to represent your vision and your dreams, go and have that, okay? Or you can choose a digital representation over maybe Pinterest or on Canva, okay? Give yourself time to set it all up and have a visual representation of those big goals or dreams that you want to accomplish. As you go through the process, okay, it develops in your brain this attachment that it's something you really desire and would want to achieve. Okay, it develops its ability to start creating a game plan or a path that seeks that out. Very powerful, right? So, if you want to make use of a whiteboard, a canvas, or whatever tool that you can use to lay it all together, go and do that, okay? So let's say you decided that you're going to have, let's say, cut out or get some photos on the internet, right? A hotel room, okay? Because you wanted to have, let's just say, a bedroom that replicates a hotel room, okay? So go ahead and have a visual representation of that with the specific, right? So whether it's going to be an orthopedic hotel bed, having a dark blue bamboo sheet, a blackout roller blinds, the dim lights, entire shebang, have it all in there, right? Having it all there, putting it together and imagine it already happening. It's really going to be powerful because you already get to house it already in your mind. You're already making it happen, okay? So you'll be surprised that all of a sudden you start noticing these everywhere. It seems like everyone all of a sudden has the same idea that you do and have the same interest, right? And that's because here's the thing, okay? Going through that, right? It's our brain, okay? It's built for with that attachment already for what is it that you envision. What do you want then? And you're now taking action without even taking so much effort. That's the power of vision boarding, okay? So if you're seeking out different opportunities to find that thing to pursue, come into your reality. Well, what you're gonna do is actually activate it with your brain through visual boarding, okay? It's just so, so amazing. That's actually how the brain supports us. That's how the brain works. It helps us when we're pursuing the specific. So yes, again, the process on putting together the specific, it excites us. It's, and you know, this fear, it's just suddenly going to disappear into thin air because it's no longer welcome. Okay, so regardless of the price, you get to zone in and make it happen. It'll help you really stay focused with a clear way forward. It's the big why behind every single thing that you do. And as entrepreneurs, we've got to really have our why ingrained in us, okay? And remember it every day, right? That's why we do what we do. It's the why of it all. Okay, so remember that entrepreneurs are naturally creative. We make things happen. We are problem solvers, solution hoarders, strategic planners. We're innovative, inspired, and have tons of ideas, and none of which is good or bad. It's that energy that moves us. Now, a lot of things may pull your focus or dilute your energy, or maybe sometimes you get distracted, but with the why in mind, you get the zone back in with its natural force, okay? And again, that is the power of having a vision board, okay? It'll keep you crystal clear on what to focus on to accomplish, right? It makes you this committed person to actually go and drive and achieve them, right? All these big life goals. It's the process that makes it happen. So again, just to wrap it a bit, right? A vision board basically brings you these. One, it's about clarity. It gives you the big picture and the process. Oftentimes, we put too much energy and time into running away from what we don't want and not enough energy and time into focusing on what do we want, right? So this vision board pulls you right back into what matters. Two, right? It helps us focus deeply. Focus is everything. Because if you're constantly distracted, always charting and not even pursuing consistency or finishing tasks until you achieve them, you'll be wasting so much time and energy. Time that you can never earn back. You're never going to make progress towards any specific goal. So, yes, that clarity and focus, those are two empowering byproducts of having a vision board, okay? Now, the third is the emotional attachment. It connects us to our brain and embracing the five senses you've activated during the entire process of the exercise, okay? So when you allow your brain and senses to connect, you fully get to have this sense of achievement and wanting to actually claim it and live it and experience it so that it can help you, support you, and make you act on the fastest route to get to that end goal that you have in mind. So have that emotional connection piece and allow it to touch you fully, right? So if you feel you need a little kick to move that needle, dear ambitious one, start with this exercise, or if you do want to fully discuss it and process it with a conversation, have that someone to speak with, go ahead and reach out. Book a call with me. I'd love to direct you right back to how you'll be able to close more clients and see a rapid spike in your income and make those dreams come true even faster or better with ease, flow, and a spacious way forward. You can go to CassiePajarillo.com or find me all over social. Just buzz and I'm there for you. All right? Okay, let's continue. The fourth one, with onboarding your vision and dreams, it gives you this nudge to constantly do things in repetition. All right, listen carefully on this one. Repetition is so important. It can be boring at times, yes, but the repetition will teach you to hone, sharpen, and simplify your strategies into a much better tactic that works for you, okay? It's soulful for you. When it comes to accomplishing your big goals, this consistency piece, this repetition piece, will give you the discipline to do things until it's like a muscle memory that you get to wake up to every single day, and you get to do it as naturally as how you wake up and you brush your teeth. It'll all add up over a period of weeks, months, or years, but I promise you it's compounding. It'll drive your ambition to the highest level of success you're endeavoring to have. Okay, so look at that vision board every day. Tick off whatever has been accomplished and repetitively look into it every day. Refocus your energy as you reclarify your goals. Allow it to reignite your passion for what you're working towards. All right. So yes, this vision board exercise. Oh my gosh, I love it. Like, incredibly important. I love it, right? And I've been doing it since maybe high school, right? So it's been my top secret in terms of manifesting dreams and goals. And I also want to share that with you because I don't think it's just about dreaming big or having a vision. It's also having to have that picture that represents your ideal life and what is it that you'd want to breathe in. It gives you this process to understand the why and what that looks like. It gives you that higher level of commitment to what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. What you're going to do, how it's going to look like. Basically, it's painting the entire picture, okay? It's not just about having a big vision, goals, and dreams alone. It's the role in accomplishing them, okay? It's the nudge. It's the powerful force. It's the emotional attachment as you put it together and look into it every day. It gives you this decision to have a plan, okay, and the roadmap on how to get it, have it, and everything in between will be put together in a series of decisions along the way. Remember, your five senses, right? Your five senses helps us have that decision, okay? These are the key things that are going to get you there. And you know, I've always had that vision board, which I've also shared on my TEDx. So go ahead and you can Google actually my name on TEDx. You'll find my cringeworthy. I was really, you know, there's a story behind that. But then again, I've shared it there. It gave me this confidence that even if I've got failures in between, those serve as lessons instead to sharpen and revisit my plans on how to achieve them. And even now, as the business progressively grows into my vision on being a million-dollar company to help 100 strong, driven, and ambitious humans in 2021 and in the next succeeding years, of course, I will really revisit my vision and have my goals set, right? I wanted to create a ripple to have generous givers, right? I knew there will be heaps of milestones that we've yet to accomplish, lessons to learn, but as we go along, I know everything will build up to that. So, just like how you're designing your life, okay? So, have a vision board for your business with milestones as well. Give a photo representation of that and then share it to your team. So, if you guys have a team, go ahead and do that and onboard your team in the vision and have their visions as well embedded in your everyday operations too. So, take that vision and translate it into core principles that you commit to do every single day or every single week in your business. I promise you, you guys, it's going to build a connection for you and the power on getting into that path and journey towards accomplishing your goals, all right? So you guys, don't allow yourself to wake up uninspired. Have your vision board close to you every single day. When you have something to look at every single day, it will remind you on your why and will remind you of what is it that you're working towards that gives you unbeatable energy and an unbeatable passion passion for success. You're unstoppable, you guys. It's clear. It's so obvious. It becomes reachable and attainable too. So whatever it takes, okay? So you'll be able to design your life as your greatest masterpiece. And it all started because you have your vision board, right? So go ahead and print those vision boards. Have it on your desktop dashboard or wherever you will be able to look at it every day. Allow it to inspire you, energize you, empower you, right? And I hope this podcast episode will remind you to get out there, sit out in the sun, and dive into the exercise of onboarding your dreams and vision, and create a brand new vision board that reflects everything that you're working towards, all of your big goals and dreams. May it keep you motivated, inspired, and focused every day. All right, you guys, I look forward to speaking with you. Let's have that conversation. Again, if you guys need to process it even further, visit katypajarillo.com or message me on social. I'll be right there with you for you. Thanks so much and happy vision boarding. Let's build a better business and build our own economy that's clear, transformative, progressive, and profitable. You can and you will. Okay, together, let's design your life. Until then.
You just finished listening to another episode of the Ambitious Tribe podcast by Cassie Pajarillo. If you liked today's episode, make sure to leave Cassie a review on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends on social media. It's also available on Spotify and Google Podcast. Don't forget to tag Cassie Pajarillo on Instagram or message her straight on LinkedIn. You may also head over to the Ambitious Tribe with a Plan Facebook group and be encouraged by soul-aligned and ambitious humans on the planet. Remember, you can definitely build a better business. The intro and outro for the Ambitious Tribe podcast were recorded by Dave Soltura. If you would like a voiceover for your own business, visit www.davesoltura.com.